Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Monday, giving you a little blue-eyed soul from Mr. Bobby Caldwell, of course, from his self-titled debut album, of course, simply titled Bobby Caldwell, of course, What You Won't Do for Love. And Lordy, Lordy, look who we have here. We got my partner is hanging out with me on the beginning of the show on a Monday, Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. What's up, bro? How was your weekend?
It was awesome. It went quick. I couldn't believe it was Monday. I was like, whoa, we already did Monday. So, but it was good. I was blessed and very content. How about you?
Did you have to go like an hour into town and an hour back? I mean, did you get a chance to kind of do the farmer thing, or how was the weather, first of all?
The weather is gloomy in the mornings, and then the sun comes out and burns you alive, and then it just goes back down. But it's been wonderful. It's been good. Everything's been good. Yes, I've been doing the Farmer John thing, going to see my donkey down the street that I want. I want them to give me that donkey down the street. I'm in love with the donkey.
Okay. I hope you get the donkey.
Yeah, he's such a, you know, because they're social animals, and he's all by himself, and he's been by himself for a lot of years, and I want to bring him up here so he can hang out with other, you know, like with my horses and stuff, because they're social, and they're used to being by themselves. So at this point, he'll go over to the gate and just kind of look at the cows across the road.
So,
it's all,
wow.
It's all good. Farmer John, like,
hey, but hey, man, I'm glad you're here to hang out with me, guys. I want all the listeners out there. We got to set up a petition to bring Wardell the donkey. We got to bring Wardell the donkey. It's the bring Wardell the donkey movement, guys. You can phone lines are open. You can call me up. You can call us up. What is 646-668-8537 if you want to contribute to the bring the donkey to Wardell Day, or the movement, I'll say. But no, seriously, it is Monday, and of course, everyone, you know, I'm here in Arkansas, I'm here in Little Rock, and you're in deep in the heart of Texas, and, you know, we had issues with the weather, so, and it's been kind of gloomy here all morning, a couple of, you know, little rain here or there, nothing too hard, but it was completely dark, so for all of those are having those type of overcast days and you feel some type of way, hopefully I'll be able to kind of help you with the music that I play for the next 2 hours. Again, I'm going to be jamming with you. I got some music on the way. We got some Michael Cooper on the way. We got some Tony Thompson, of course, the late, great Tony Thompson from the group High Five. And, of course, got some 90s jams from the group Intro. And, again, if you want to, guys, thank you so much for contributing to the show. For all of those who are contributing to the show, thank you so much. For all of those, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com. You can go to wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise. And also, you want to click on the donate button. And want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. So, again, you can go to tell a friend, tell that friend. If you're on Facebook, go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook, like the page, tell a friend to like the page, and so on. And the cool thing about Solar Records Radio page, shout out to Greg and Astrid once again. Greg designs all of the graphics for Solar Records Radio, and he's doing an amazing job. So shout out to him on that. And, I mean, he's just been kind of a lifesaver on that end. And Astrid, I mean, she is very knowledgeable of soul music, and all the way in Amsterdam. So, again, I want to send a shout-out to them.
Very nice. And also, I would like for you guys, our Christian brothers and sisters and friends, to pray for Astrid's youngest son. He is in the hospital, but they just released him. But he went back, you know, back and forth a couple of times. So keep him in your prayers. He's in his early 20s. And, we believe he's getting better. So just keep him in your prayers. We appreciate that.
Oh, definitely, man. Sending all of my prayers and positive vibes to Astrid's son, get better, young brother. And we're going to go ahead and get this show started, man. Wardell, I need you to help me. Would you want to start off something up tempo, or do you want a slow jam? I know, you know, because you are the man, you are the master when it comes to, you know, the music and all of the knowledge and being in the industry, doing what you did, and your pedigree. And I'm gonna give you a shot, man. What do you want? Do you want a up tempo? Do you want a medium tempo? Do you want a slow jam? The floor is yours, my brother. I'm putting you on the spot.
I just some good soul music, yeah, and make us all feel better.
You know what?
You know,
I think that's okay. I think I can do that. I how about some barbecue music? Let's get some cookout music, man. How about I can do that. We can do some cookout music. Let's take you back to the year 1983, give you a classic from the Gap Band. Of course, you guys hear it in the background. It's called Outstanding. So this is Vibe. You're listening to Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Pice Jr., Solar Records Radio.
Thank you. touch, baby.
Money to that lie and a cheating man.
to Solar Records Radio. Of course, Old School Monday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. I had to hook that up. That is music from the late, great Bill Withers from 1971. The cool thing about Harlem, actually Harlem was the very first single, and I think the story goes as a DJ played the B-side. The B-side was Ain't No Sunshine, and of course the rest is history. You know, Harlem was a modest hit for Mr. Bill Withers, but like I said, it was just one of those DJs that felt the need to flip it over, play the B-side. The B-side was Ain't No Sunshine, and again, blew him up. Of course, went on to record Steel Bill, one of the greatest albums of all time from 1972. And, of course, I had to hook that up. Of course, that was his very first single called Harlem. Before that, give you a little Kashif from 1983, Help Yourself to My Love. Late, great Kashif, man. What a kind soul that brother was. Definitely music lives on Solar Records Radio. And, of course, started off the block, like I said, from 1983, winter 1982, early 1983 music from the Gap Band, outstanding. Of course, a friend of the show, Raymond Calhoun, actually he wrote and produced the song, if I'm not mistaken, right? Wardell played drums on it.
Yes, he wrote it. He wrote the song. He didn't produce it, but he wrote it. And I played drums.
Wrote it.
Yes, sir.
I stand corrected. See, that's the cool thing about having Wardell on the show, because go ahead.
Not necessarily am I right, because what happens is a lot of times we don't get credit for what we do. But did he get credit for this? Another question. So that happens a lot. You know, that happens a lot. People don't get credit for what they do. They just get the opportunity and, you know, in the beginning of their career and, you know, and they just, okay. But, you know, they're not getting the credit for it. I know people that wrote songs for Michael Jackson didn't even get writer's credit. Just got money. So you just, you know, it's kind of hard to really know the truth until you seek it.
Well, let me ask you this, since you raised that topic, I think it's very important to know these things, especially as someone that's, you know, trying to get into the business or just want to know the history of it. Would it have been better at the time on a short term, or did they even consider it a short term thing to just get the money and versus having their names credited on it for something that may last a lifetime, just in case somebody wants rights to the songs or they want to put a song on a commercial? How does that work? In your opinion, which way would be better? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it just depends on the individual situation, right? And so if you are, especially in the beginning of your career, and, you know, you're hungry, you really want to prove that you can do this, but your resources are limited. Your skills are there, but your resources are limited, and you only can do this for so long without having some financial support. If someone offers you a large lump sum of money and say, we won't give you any credit, but we'll give you $200,000, or, you know, we'll give you $1 million, which is what my friend got. You know, it's hard to say no to that, because you may never get that opportunity again. You don't know what lies ahead. So you have to make a decision, and sometimes people make those decisions to do whatever is best for them in that case. So my friend took the $1 million, and was able to, you know, buy a home and do all kinds of stuff, have financial support to help him to go ahead on and continue to, you know, to try to get his songs placed and be okay with his family and, you know, bless his family. So I respect people that do it that way. And then there's others that just refuse to sell out, come on, I'm not selling out. This is my stuff, and no, and, you know, and I respect that too. So,
well, you know what? First of all, let me apologize. Let me apologize for framing that question as a you know, it should be this way versus that way, because I think, like you said, it depends on the circumstances of what that artist wants to do as far as their I guess hungriness of their hunger,
right,
you know, for the to be in the spotlight as far as having that artist, you know, so that artist could buy a car, buy a house, provide for their family, things like that. And I apologize to all the listeners, because I didn't think, you really think about it, after you explained it to me, it wasn't really a fair question to ask. But it just seemed
it's a perfect question.
I felt it might have been insensitive, because, you know, you don't know how a person feels or what situation that they're in. So if there are situations where you're going to have to take the money, or you know, you can't really look at a long run, you know, as far as means of survival. If there is a survival mode there, then I get it.
Yeah.
I think when people say, well, look, I look at this as an investment later on down the road, if let's say Nike wants to use my song, or McDonald's or whatever wants to use my song or want the rights to use the song, then that's kind of a long run thing, a long run decision, where you kind of just give away your writing, your publishings or whatever it's called. So, I apologize. I felt it might have been an insensitive question, because, again, you don't know what's in that person's head, or you don't know as far as means of survival what that person's going through. So I get it.
I didn't take it as an insensitive question. I took it as a really good question, because there are people out there that, you know, feel the way that the question was posed. And they were just like, mm-hmm. so what do you do? What is the right thing to do? Even the person that's having to make that decision don't know. They have to think about it and figure it out. It's like, you know, I'm going to give up myself. Nobody will ever know that I'm not a writer on this if I do that. And some people are just like, I would never do that. And some people are like, well, you have the right to never want to do that. But I also have the right to do it. So I'm choosing to do it, you know. And so I gotta tell you, it's a decision that I made that my friend did not want to make, gave me a career that the world knows who I am, because I decided to play R&B music. And my friend said, I'm never going to sell out. You're selling out. You need, you know, jazz is what we do. And my friend, you know, nobody hardly knows who he is in the city. And he's absolutely amazing. He's a musician, but, you know, he's never, you know, was able to establish himself as a professional musician on a big scale. So it's a decision that we make and we live with and stuff. And I made the decision to, you know, despite, you know, the fact that, you know, one of my closest friends was saying, no, my heart was saying, yes, you, let's just try it. And you know, at that point, it could have been the spirit of God, because, you know, I God is in control. And so I made a decision, and I think it was a good decision. I got hurt along the way, of course, because anytime you get into any kind of business, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be times. But for the most part, you know, I had a very blessed career because of it. And so, and I feel bad sometimes that my friend didn't do it with me, but it wasn't meant to be that way. So, you know, see, we made two different decisions, and we got two different outcomes.
Wow.
And
man,
it saddens me.
Wow. I think that's That's beautiful, man. I think, you know, again, I didn't want, and you said it, well, it's not insensitive. I just didn't want to come off as, you know, that was kind of a jerk way. Again, you never know who's listening and might feel some type of way, but I appreciate you letting me know as far as the understanding the context of what I was asking. I think it's important. It's important to understand where, do you want to do this as an investment in the long run? And I think it's self-evident that you do want some level of longevity. But I think, you know, when it comes, you know, when push comes to shove, you know, the mortgage due, you know, kids got to get the school supplies, things, you know, whatever the circumstances are, and being an artist in that industry, understanding that it is a business, you know, how can you align yourself to where you can, I guess, in the means of survival? And again, you know, and God might have guided you the way that you've gone, you know, based on that decision. So, wow, guys, we are deep, man. Wardell kind of went deep on us, man. I appreciate that. Again, we got about an hour and 23 minutes left of the show, so we got plenty of time to jam with you. But I think it was just something that I felt that, you know, I wanted to talk about just for the sake, because, you know, when you think about, you know, the publishings and, you know, you read about it now. And as a matter of fact, Kashif's book, we played Kashif earlier in the block, and he had a book that basically kind of taught you the odds and ends about the music business. I still have it here, and I read that book, and it's an amazing book. And you know, it's just things like that. To me, there are certain things that you should know, you know, especially when you get ready to go into the industry. But now it just seems like there's no. We had talked about it before, Wardell. We talked about how, you know, the A&Rs have, you know, a lot of these artists that came out or had come out, they were polished. You know, there was a certain level of polishing and branding and maybe, you know, lack of a better word, a certain level of nurturing when it came to the A&Rs. But now you have, because of the advent of the internet, the advent of all of these different outlets like the Spotify's and titles and all of these things now, it just, in YouTube, everything seems so instant. And you know, there's no means for any type of development, because a lot of people, and again, it probably will go to my I can't stand the music today rant, so I don't want to even go there. But and because there's a lot of great music out there, but again, that's another story for another time. But I think what's missing is that sense of development, and the development aspect to me was at least the nurturing part of the business. If you use the word nurturing and business in the same sentence, but there were certain ways how people treated their artists and cared for the artist's development. And you don't really see that nowadays. And because you don't see that nowadays, it's, to me, it opened the floodgates to you giving up your publishing, giving up your rights when it comes to, you know, once you have your music out, because you're putting the music out to the world anyway. So a lot of people felt, well, you know what, since they don't understand the odds and ends of this, since I saw it on YouTube or wherever, I can just put it on this commercial and not pay them. Or the fact that, you know, there was an issue in the late 80s, early 90s when it came to rap music, you know, a lot of the samples were not cleared. So that's where the business came in. So I think it's important to understand the history and understand, you know, when it comes to the development, you have to understand the business of it. And going back to, I don't want to sound too winded, but going back to what I was saying as far as, you know, survival mode, sometimes it does play into what that artist has to do, you know, for their means of survival. So, but again, man, thank you so much for, you know, for those gems. It was just amazing. And you made me sound smarter.
Yes, you got it, man. And I appreciate you talking about it and bringing it up. I'm glad I got to talk about it with you.
Well, hey, no problem, man. Well, I tell you what, everybody want to go into some music. Let's go into some music, man. Let's take you back to the year 1982, give you a classic from the lovely Miss Denise Williams. Of course, she is a friend of the show. Had her on a couple of years ago. Got to get her back on. This is an old Royal Letts tune. It's called It's Gonna Take a Miracle. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
Set me free. It's gonna take a miracle. Yeah. and I'm working on a career. Gonna take you away from here. Word up, I'm serious. Ooh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tough girl.
Say what?
Tell me about it.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Posse Jr., giving you a little underground funk from 1982 from the group Legacy. Name of the song is called Word Up. Before that, from 1979, early 1980 music from One Way. Of course, You Can Do It. And, of course, started off the block, the lovely Miss Denise Williams. Of course, that is a beautiful remake from the Royal Letts. And if I'm not mistaken, LaBelle and Laura Nero remade it in 1971. Of course, this is from 1982. It's going to take a miracle. And might I say that Denise Williams is a friend to the show because we had her on the show. Because that, it's a privilege, you know, to have a woman of her magnitude on a little show like ours, Wardell. But again, she's a friend of the show. Shout out to Miss Denise Williams. I had to hook that up, man.
Hey, man. That was awesome. And I'm enjoying the music. I'm sitting over here working this and just grooving with you, man. So thank you for the good tracks. I love the stuff that you play. It's always something other than what I don't understand. I think it has something to do with not knowing what's coming next, and when it comes on, you go, oh yeah, it's right there, it's right there.
I try to hit them in the mouth. I hit people in the mouth. You know, not figuratively. Figuratively, I try to hit people in the mouth when it comes to songs. You know, I don't like to play, you know, let's take the same songs over and over again. I try to give you a different flavor every now and then, but to make you feel like, oh, wait a minute, I haven't heard that in a while. And that's the beauty of having this platform and being able to do what I was doing. But let me go ahead, because I got a chance to, when I played You Can Do It by One Way, Wardell, you and I have these conversations because I told you I was a weird kid growing up. I love the album cover of that One Way album because it's like they're walking one way and then they had the One Way sign going the other way. It's just a beautiful sense of concept art. And I was telling you, we've had these discussions. We had Fred Alexander and Otis Stokes, of course, Stephen Shockley from Lakeside. I was always fascinated with their album covers, man, and just the beauty. Even you know, looking at you know, the Second Adventure album, or the what was the very first album Dynasty has done, where like it saw Linda and Nigel and I think Kevin like rock climbing. I mean, it was just amazing
Your Piece
just concept.
To the Rock.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's called Your Piece of the Rock.
Yeah, that album. And you know, I was just always a fan, especially of a lot of those early 80s album covers. And again, Lakeside was just amazing. It seemed like they had a theme for every album. They, you know, they were like Robin Hood, of course they were Swashbucklers, they were like Indiana Jones on one, they were Elliot Ness on, of course, the Untouchables album. It's just an amazing art, just period, with those albums, man. And getting a chance to hear, you know, Fred talk about, you know, the art, and Otis talk about the, you know, just the concept art behind those albums and the theme, you know, it just makes, to me, it's why I love soul music. I love funk music. Lakeside was no exception to that. So, and just the fact that you are part of the Throwdown Brothers, you know, I'm working with a guy who was a part of the Throwdown Brothers. So dig that, people.
Yes.
But you know, are you an artist? Are you? Let me ask you: are you an artist? Could you draw something? If I had an album, could you draw me like a cool album cover?
No, I am not an artist. I wish.
Oh my goodness.
My wife is. I can't though. Yeah, I can't do it, but my wife can do it. She's a good artist.
See, hey, it's all good there.
Tell it like it is. After Holla at Gala.
Guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. I do this every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm playing old school R&B, funk, and soul. Of course, I have my partner, Wardell Potts Jr. He is hanging out with me today. What a, of course, giving you, starting off your week right. That's what I do. That's what I try to do. You know, but I'm going to throw a little curveball because, you know, it was a provocative song back in the day, but it was a great song nonetheless. Of course, you guys, I want to take you back to the year 1984. You guys hear it in the background. Of course, that whole Minneapolis explosion. This woman was just an amazing artist at the time. Of course, who I'm talking about is the lovely Miss Apollonia Six. The name of the song is called Sex Shooter. Sex Shooter. You guys keep it locked right here to Soul Hard Records.
Bye.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, I had to hook it up. You know what, Wardell, man, I will let you do the honors of this song, what I just played, man, and talk a little bit about that song.
Well, you know, that was a song that I wrote for the Silvers, and Patricia Silvers did the lead singing on that song. And she really blessed it, and I'm very excited about that. When you played it, I didn't expect you to. I don't know what you're going to play. And when I heard it, I was like, oh, I know that song. I know that song. And I said, oh, that Johnny, there he goes again. And so, so that was a song that I wrote. And so it was between that song and Questions for Dynasty. They were some of the first songs that I wrote. And because I was thinking, because somebody asked me what was the first, I did a radio interview for Houston radio station, and they asked me that question, what was the first song I wrote? And I said Questions, and then by Dynasty. But then when I heard that, I think Falling for Your Love, it was between them too. Because, you know, I can't remember which one, because that was back in the early 80s. And so that was like 1980, actually. So, yeah, 80. So, yeah, so it's hard to remember. But anyway, it brings back good memories. And I wrote that song because
I had to surprise you, man.
I was feeling that way. I was feeling that way about love and feeling good about a relationship that I was in, and so that stimulated that song Falling for Your Love, and there was a couple other songs I know you want to get to in your block, so go ahead.
Well, from the album Bizarre from 1984, music from the Silvers, of course, Falling for Your Love, of course, Mr. Wardell Potts explained that he had something to do. We had a little something to do with that song. Before that, from 1977, give you some funk from the group War. I love War. I was a big fan of War, even as a kid. Didn't know who they were, because I remember Low Rider as a kid. It's one of those memorable songs you think of, why can't we be friends? Of course, this was Galaxy, and I loved that. And, of course, started off the block, Apollonia 6, formerly Vanity 6, because at the time, Vanity was going to be in Purple Rain, but apparently her and Prince had a fallout, and she wanted to go solo at the same time, so she left and ended up going to Motown. Went to Motown in 83 or 84. Prince, I guess, found this young lady by the name of Patricia Cotero. Of course, we call her Apollonia. He called her Apollonia. I think it might have been her middle name or something. But anyway, she gets to Apollonia. She gets the name Apollonia, and of course, Apollonia took the place of Vanity for Apollonia 6. Of course, that is the song I started off the block with, Sex Shooter, and what a great song!
Wow,
man. I love
what was
the,
that. What was
I love that song?
What was Apollonia's name again?
Patricia Cotero. Her name was Patricia Cotero.
Yeah, she's my friend.
Of course,
friend,
Apollonia Cotero.
I'm going to try to see if I can get her on. Get her on as a guest. But I don't
see
Cotero.
See, that's the beauty of having the perks of Wardell being on the show.
Yeah, right.
These are perks. I love it.
No. I don't even remember. I'm trying to find her. I'm trying to see if I can find her, because I know that I've been seeing some of her postings and stuff, but I know we're friends. I just got the last name is not coming up. You said Cotero?
Cotero. Cotero. K-O-T-E-R-O. I'm trying to help him.
I see it. Yeah. She put her name down, Apollonia. Apollonia Cafe.
Yeah.
That's what she put in there. Okay. All right. So I'm going to send her a message saying Don Fleming wants to interview her on Solar Records Radio.
Hey.
There you go.
Make it happen, Captain. You the man.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're doing it. We're doing all of this is not scripted. This is live radio. So he just happened to say, you know what? I'm going to reach out to Apollonia and have her on the show. But he's going to mention my name, like, you know, he ain't had nothing to do with it, so. But it's all good, guys. We got about another 39 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure if you're on Facebook, like the page, Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like the page and so on and so on. Let's go ahead and keep this music going. Take you back to the year 1987, of course, formerly of the group Confunction. Actually, he's back with Confunction. Of course, this is Mr. Michael Cooper. The name of the song is called Dinner for Two. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio. Listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to hook that up. That is music from the late great Tony Thompson, of course, formerly of the lead, former lead singer of the group High Five. Of course, you know, we all have, you know, somewhat, you know, we had our have our demons and things like that, but definitely, of course, we, you know, on drugs, things like that, and it's just a tragedy, brother. As a matter of fact, he's a year younger than I am, so. But rest in peace to Tony Thompson, man. I was a big fan of his music. Got a chance to interview on my old radio show here. Got a chance to interview Marcus and Tristan Irby of High Five. And we talked about the legacy of High Five, the legacy of Tony. And, of course, definitely his music will definitely live on. So from 1995, from the Sexational album, that has come over by, of course, Tony Thompson. Before that, from the New Jack City soundtrack from 1991, music from Johnny Gill, I'm Still Waiting. Love that song. Love it, love it, love it. Of course, started off the block, Michael Cooper, Dinner for Two. Got about another 23 minutes left of the show. Hanging out with me and my partner in crime, Mr. Wardell Pice Jr. Man, what did you think of that block? I had to hook up some 90s stuff for you.
Yeah, I was over here working for you, getting in touch with Apollonia. What a nice long story. And the block just was perfect. It was just real cool. But I had to hang up, get off the station for a minute because I was having problems with my connection. So that's why I was gone for a second. And then I just finished the letter to her. I called back in, but it's when I called back in, you're still jamming. So thank you so much.
Well, man, hey.
Yeah.
It's all. I'm glad you're back, and of course, you know, he's got it. He's got it like that. He's calling up Ed Apollonia to have on the show. So, you know, again, we got big things coming in 2022, man. I was griping at Wardell earlier today about it, man. But no, seriously, man. The station, I think, the show, your talent, your experience. My talent, if I can say it with humility, I think this is gonna go far. So I believe in what we're doing, and again, 2022. I mean, it's ours for the taking, and the only way we're going up, man. We're going up for real. And again, I'm here to take this journey with you, brother.
Amen. That's awesome. It's very comfortable, very easy. We've been doing this for a while now, and you know, you're like my brother, so I have a good time, you know, doing shows with you and working with you and enjoying your skills as a cheap engineer DJ, you know, personality. So thank you much for sharing your skills with us and the world.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that. And again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and thanking everyone for supporting the show. Again, we do this because we love to do it and, you know, to pay the bills and for you guys to your support. Again, thank you guys for the support. Again, I can't stress this enough. You can go to WardellPoxJr.com or SolarRecordsRadio.com. You can get some cool merchandise. Still have mugs, hats. I'm not mistaken, Ken, we're still in a pandemic. We got masks out there. And also, if you want to donate to the show, you can go click on the donate button and also go to Cash App. We have a Cash App, $SolarRecordsRadio, all one big word. So, again, we do it because we love the music. We love what we do, and we love the feedback. We love all of the listeners out there. I mean, nothing but just positive affirmation. And it really keeps me on my toes, especially when people are like, hey, man, you remember this song? You know, and I incorporate it in the show, talk about it. And that's the beauty of being a student of the craft. And the craft is, of course, soul music, R&B music, funk, whatever. And I've been, you know, been studying this. I feel I've been studying this for 45 years of my life. Now, granted, I'm only 47, it's a lot of years to kind of just soak in all of this knowledge and information. And again, to have a gentleman to kind of guide me, you know, from his experience, it makes me better. So, Wardell, I want to tip my hat to you on that one too. So, don't let it go to your head, though.
man, I got to get the tissue, though. You are something. You don't have to. You're giving me too much credit, man. You were doing this. That's how we met, because you were already doing it. Or there's another radio station out there where you are, and you interviewed me, and I was like, I want to work with that guy. I want to see if we can get, if I start getting my station going, I want him to come work with us. So, yeah, so you started this anyway. So you were doing it
before. Well, hey, I appreciate the love. I mean, I appreciate the love. Yeah, this is it's a humbling experience, man. And again, I'm going to cherish this. I mean, the God calls me up there, to the upper room. I'm going to keep doing what I do. But again, guys, we got about another 17 minutes left. We had talked about it earlier, and we talked about Lakeside. We talked about the concept art, the artistry of in the theme of each album. So it's only fair to take you back to the year 1983 from the Untouchables album. This is one of my favorite songs. Of course, Wardell, you hear it in the background. Of course, they were dressed up like Elliot Ness, gangsters, This is called Rage.
Yeah.
You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Every time we went
Listening to Solar Records Radio, wrapping it up. That was music from Intro from 1993. Of course, that is Let Me Be the One. Of course, I love that song. Of course, started off the block with, I had to hook that up, even all 7 minutes of it from the Untouchables album, music from Lakeside. Raid. Man, thank you, Wardell, for hanging. You went the distance with me, brother. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you know, I can do that. I missed it. I missed doing the show with you. And so it was cool just hanging out and listening to you jam. Thanks for that.
Well, man, it has been a pleasure kind of just, you know, the conversations, man, and, you know, very lively conversations. Again, you know, you sharing your experience, sharing your viewpoints, you know, being in ground, I call it ground zero in the music industry, to be able to kind of just share those, just, you know, little facets of wisdom and whatnot, man. And you know what? That makes me better. I'm just saying, that makes me better. So, but anyway, man, tomorrow is Tuesday. What we got up on the lineup on Solar Records Radio tomorrow?
And you know, we'll have a little chat. So call in if you want to participate in our conversation, talk radio for the first 45 minutes. And then after that, we just mix it up and play all the music we play throughout the week in 1 hour. So just about to, you know, we just do what we do. And but our conversations can be pretty intense. I mean, we talk about all kind of things. We don't talk about politics. We do, like, period, there's certain things we can't avoid, you know, we have to talk about, but we try not to live in that lane, because the whole world is living in it, and it's real ugly right now in the United States. So we want you to be able to come to the station and have a good time and get away from what's always on the news and all that other stuff. So thank you guys for, you know, tuning in and hang out with us this week. We're going to have a good time.
All right. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. Of course, chopping it up on Phoenix and Wardell. And, you know, you never know. I might call in and hang out with them. And, of course, going into the second hour, nothing but music. Mixing it up. All genres. Doesn't matter. Rock, country, new wave, all that good stuff. Just throw it in there.
Question?
Just throw it in a talk to me.
The question I want to ask you was asked that I never was asked before, and I hated to answer the question. So now I said I'm gonna give this to somebody. You, and the question is, can you tell me or tell us your favorite song, despite the genre? Anything, just your favorite all-time song, period. Oh my God, is that the worst question? I know.
Yeah, that's a hard question, man. Because I can break out like Schoolhouse Rock or something, you know. Those commercials. Remember, if you guys remember in the 80s, there was a every Saturday morning cartoons, you know, themes from Saturday morning cartoons, there was this thing called Zach of All Trades. And they used to talk about, you know, a career. And I think it was Luther Vandross singing. I don't remember. But, you know, it was just something that you remember. But yeah, you can't really, can't really pinpoint on that.
Don, if you had to, what would it be if you just had to, somebody forced you to, like they did me, if they had to just pick one song, what would it be? It don't mean that, you don't have to live with it forever, just for this show. And then tomorrow you can have a different reason. But today,
you know,
right,
what?
Here now, if you had to pick one song,
you know
what?
You know what? I would probably say, you know, Keep On Moving by Soul to Soul. But that's not fair. That is not fair.
Too late. Keep On Moving by Soul to Soul. And can you tell me why you picked that song?
No, you know what? We got about 30 seconds left of the show. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this with you. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out.
Doing that tomorrow. Tomorrow.
See you guys tomorrow. We're gonna go ahead. We're gonna close out with Jhené the Crush. You guys keep it right here. Of course, tomorrow. This is it, and of course, mixing it up. Don Fleming, Wardell Pines. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.